This is Ozarks at Large for Thursday, January 24th, 2013. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas. Support for KUAF comes from Eureka Springs, celebrating fun in February with Mardi Gras parades, jazz events, costume balls, and a special art exhibit. More information, including a vacation planner and newsletter registration, available on the web at eurekasprings.org.
Ahead on Ozarks, tigers at Turpentine Creek near Eureka use a canvas to create art, but they substitute their tongue for a paintbrush. Jacqueline Froelich spent a day watching the big cats create that art.
Plus, the Arkansas House Minority Leader Greg Letting of Fayetteville talks to Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business about the Democratic agenda for the 89th General Assembly. And Kyle talks to Paul Haas, the conductor of the Symphony of Northwest Arkansas, about Saturday night's concert at Walton Arts Center.
First, a bill to allow churches to let members carry a concealed handgun to worship services is advancing to the Senate in Little Rock for a vote. The Senate Judiciary Committee yesterday approved the Church Protection Act of 2013. Senator Brian King, a Republican from Green Forest, sponsored the legislation. He says churches should be allowed to handle their own security.
We need more citizen protection measures and less gun control. And we know that churches are being robbed, that we know that pastors have to deal with difficult situations. I mentioned, a lot of times youth programs, we have kids showing up with ankle bracelets.
Senator Stephanie Flowers, a Democrat from Pine Bluff, tried to add an amendment to the bill that would require churches allowing guns to have an insurance policy that would pay damages to someone injured or killed by an individual with an authorized concealed weapon.
All this does is puts into place protection for individuals in the event something happens in that church that is unexpected.
Committee members chose not to adopt the amendment, saying they were unsure if such a policy existed and whether small congregations could afford such a policy. A representative from the National Rifle Association spoke against the amendment and for the bill, and that bill did pass unanimously.
Senator Mark Pryor will formally kick off his reelection campaign in March. Campaign manager Jeff Weaver says the campaign will have to start early in order to raise the needed funds for the November 2014 election. On March 16th, President Clinton will headline a fundraiser for Senator Pryor, along with former Senators Dale Bumpers and David Pryor.
We're thrilled to have them. We're glad that they were all able to make it. And Governor Beebe is one of the most popular politicians in the state. And they're also all four good friends, well, former Senator Pryor's his father. They're all very popular politicians in Arkansas. And they're all good friends of Senator Pryor's. And I think they add a lot of star power to the event that we're going to have in March.
There will be a dinner at the Peabody Hotel, followed by events at the State House Convention Center.
A Republican plan to suspend the nation's debt limit on borrowing for 4 months now heads to the Senate after passing in the House in Washington yesterday. Senator John Bozeman of Arkansas says while he hasn't read the exact language of the bill yet, he's inclined to support it.
I think the idea of providing some breathing room is certainly, something that is a legitimate reason to push it off for a couple months, which really is what the House has done. So what we've got to do is have an open process, and these are really difficult decisions that need to be made. We simply can't keep spending more money than we have.
Senator Bozeman says he would like to have a lot of hearings and get input from the American public before debate over the debt ceiling resumes in a few months. Democratic leaders in the Senate also support the current bill, as does the White House.
About 6 miles of dirt roads in Washington County are scheduled to be paved in the coming year. County roads 41 by Winslow, 46 by Elkins, 97 east of Springdale, and 612 and 80 near Prairie Grove are all on the county's road improvement schedule for 2013. But Assistant County Road Superintendent Sean Shrum says that the weather has to be agreeable before paving can start.
Whenever it warms up, we'll go back out, reset that base up, and get it ready to pave or chip seal. And we're working on some more, but we've got that going on. We're going to be doing more miles of chip seal reseal.
Shrum says that county road crews normally reseal about 45 miles of roads per year, but that number varies according to the road maintenance schedule.
The University of Arkansas Library Special Collection Department is accepting applications for a new fellowship. The Lionel Jordan Fellowship in Labor and Working Class Studies will reimburse up to $500 in expenses accrued while researching Arkansas labor history, culture, education, trade union traditions, and worker culture. According to a release from the university, the fellowship is meant to encourage the study of various aspects of working people in Arkansas and to support publishable research about the lives of working people that might otherwise fall outside of the bounds of traditional academic research and funding. Applications must be postmarked by February 15th. All research must be completed between March 1st of this year and February 28th of next. The fellowship is named in honor of Fayetteville's mayor, who worked as a carpenter for 26 years in the university's facilities management department. He was also president of the local chapter of the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees and president of the Northwest Arkansas Labor Council.
J.B. Hunt Transport Services announced record fourth quarter earnings this morning. According to a release by the trucking giant, revenue for the fourth quarter of 2012 was pegged at $1.3 billion, an increase of 11% from fourth quarter 2011. The company's operating income for the quarter also rose 17% over the previous year, totaling just more than $143 million. For the full fiscal year, J.B. Hunt reported $5.1 billion in revenue, a 12% increase over the previous year. And operating income for the year totaled $530 million, an increase of 19% over 2011 figures.
It should be cloudy throughout the KUAF listening area tonight. Lows will be in the mid to upper 20s in northwest Arkansas. There is a 30% chance of rain before midnight for the Arkansas River Valley. Lows right around freezing. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. Highs around 50 for the Arkansas River Valley. Upper 40s tomorrow in northwest Arkansas. And for Friday night, mostly clear. Lows from 25 to 30 throughout the region.